What I'd like to now do is actually turn our attention to some data which is coming in, which is fairly limited data, and so it comes with all its riders. But there has been a great deal of anecdotal evidence from patients, from families, from friends, and certainly from doctors and frontline workers that the number of people actually coming in now and badly affected by the second wave are younger citizens under the age of 40. Now, we've actually managed to get some data from Gurgaon. That's it's a throbbing metropolis on the outskirts of Delhi. And let's just bring that up full screen so that we have an idea of what that shows. Now, what that basically indicates, and you can see that on your screen, is that the 31 to 40 age group at 28.3%, and this is Gurgaon between the 1st of April and the 10th of May, followed by the group 21 to 30 at 23.8%. Now, these are staggering statistics because, again, these are young people, and therefore this really does seem to back the theory, at least in this particular area, that the second surge is really affecting younger people a lot more. Let's bring up the next graphic. While the number of cases in Gurgaon were highest in the age groups we've indicated, 21 to 40, the large number of fatalities continues to be in those above the age of 60. So therefore, there is a benefit of age without a doubt. Well, joining us now to look at this, Dr. Sudarshan Ballal, Chairman of Manipal Hospitals. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. We're also joined by Dr. Raj Singh. He's a senior pulmonologist at Apollo Hospitals in Chennai. Dr. Arvinder Soin at Medanta as well joins us. And we're also joined by Dr. Abhijit Chaudhary, Chief Mentor of the COVID Care Network and advisor to the Bengal government on COVID. I'd like to thank all our guests very much for being with us. Thank you very much indeed. Let's have the right. Thank you, sir. Let me go across to Dr. Let me go across to Dr. Ballal first. Sir, are you getting the same indicator where you are that younger people underneath the age of 40 are the ones in the second surge who are being affected most?
Good evening, Vishnu. Thank you for having me here. There are quite a few peculiarities of the second surge of COVID as compared to the first. First and foremost, as you rightly pointed out and as shown in this graph, almost 70% of the cases in this graph are between the age of 20 and 50, and that's what we have seen too. The second thing, for some strange reason, it is affecting the middle and upper classes more than what it did the last time. And the last time, of course, it was more of the lower socioeconomic class that affected. The third is the rapidity of the spread, the infectiousness of this virus is far more this time than last time. So that is something that we have seen and also been reported. And we do see a lot of young people. Of course, the mortality still continues to be higher in the older age group. But unfortunately, we are also seeing a fair number of morbidity and mortality in our ICUs, even in the younger age group. So we cannot take it lightly that the younger age group does get affected, but the mortality is low. They are a younger population. They're the breadwinners of the family. And we really need to take this very, very seriously.
Dr. Rajbir Singh, what exactly, sir, are you seeing in Chennai as well? Are you seeing younger citizens suffering more in the second phase?
Good evening, Vishnu, and thank you. Yes and no, in the sense that I do agree that there will be larger number of people in that particular age group who would be infected, partly because that is the largest segment of the population that we have in India. If you look at the demographics of India, 65% of people in India are below the age of 45. And therefore, between the age of 18 and 45, you would find a substantial chunk of the population in that group. So it is natural that people in this age group will be infected in larger numbers. However, the way you handle the infection is going to be different, whether you are in this young age group or in the old age group. If you look at the mortality rates in the young age group, it is much, much less than in the old age group. For instance, about the age of 60, the mortality 50% of the mortality in COVID is in the age group above 60 and in people with comorbidities and so on. So in fact, we will find large numbers of the younger population, and there are other reasons also for that. One is the people behavior. You know, after the lockdown, it was the younger group which had to go out, and they'd be being the breadwinners. They had to go out and mingle, and there was also a lot more socializing and whatnot. And that resulted in a lot of younger people being affected. And even though a smaller percentage of them might have become seriously ill and might have succumbed to the illness, I think the overall numbers could still be quite huge. I think this is the reason that we're seeing that. And the third reason could be also a perception. I think if you look at, let's say, myocardial infarction, a person aged 35, relatively fit, having a heart attack and becoming seriously ill is actually quite uncommon. And therefore, it would stick in our minds if that were to occur. And similarly, when we find a lot of younger people, we don't really expect them to be really seriously ill, and that tends to remain in our minds.
Dr. Soyen, you know, in terms of patients and young patients, those under the age of 40, patients who you have dealt with, what are some of your observations? What are you seeing? You know, I mean, are these primarily people with comorbidities, or are you seeing otherwise healthy young people, men and women, suffering immensely in hospital because of this?
So as my friends have just said, it is pretty clear that younger people have been affected more than they were last time in the first wave. We have also seen them becoming sicker, going to ICU and dying much more than last time. If 80% of the mortality was among over 60 or 65 years of age last time, the curve or the number has actually shifted to the left. So now it's probably 65-70% over that age and 35-40% under that age. So we have lost many more young people. The other observation is that my own patients with liver disease, about as many of the younger patients with liver disease have died from COVID as have older ones. So like has been said, patients who have comorbidity, it doesn't matter if they're young or old, basically they will suffer much more with COVID if they get infected.
We're also joined by Dr. Abhijit Chaudhary, Chief Mentor of the COVID Care Network in Kolkata. Dr. Chaudhary, are you seeing the period of recovery of younger people being comparatively longer than what you saw last time around, should they be COVID positive and be admitted to hospital?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a gross difference between the first wave and the second wave patients. So what we are seeing out here is more people are getting more deeply unwell, and they have to stay back in the hospital, needing more oxygen, more time to recovery than we could observe this in the first phase. So it's a totally different disease altogether. And, you know, any amount of complacency is going to be bad this time. And we need to be on guard with each patient. And also, often it so happens that a person who is on recovery initially, suddenly after a phase of recovery might also worsen. So more prolonged watch is needed this time than one would have done earlier.
Dr. Soyen, again, in terms of the disease itself, there are mutations now, B117, B1617 now. Are you seeing a possible link in the symptoms, the conditions of patients you're treating compared to the original strain last year?
There is a difference in the symptomatology that we are seeing this time around. It's possibly because it's a different strain. We haven't actually done enough genomic testing to say what proportion of the people infected actually have the B1.617 variant, but I suspect a large number of them do, because we are seeing many more gastrointestinal symptoms this time, like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. We are seeing prolonged fever more than 7 days. We are seeing people have prolonged cough and incessant cough for even 2 to 3 weeks. So, and we are also seeing patients who are becoming sick very quickly after getting infected, like on day 4 or 5. So all these different patterns of disease are certainly different from what we saw last year. So there seems to be a different variant at work for sure.
All right. Well, that raises a lot of concerns. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, all very much for being with us. It's time now for us to take a short break, but obviously the data as it comes from across the country and the numbers of young people being infected and affected by COVID, that is a huge matter of concern as we learn every day a little bit more about this horrible, horrible disease. We'll take a short break. More coming up.